You're not the boss of me. You can't make me do that. Hi, this is Pastor Robert Foote, pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. So fortunately, our 22-month-old grandson has not said those words, and we don't remember ever hearing that from our children as they were growing up. But it's certainly a phrase or those phrases that you've heard either coming from someone, maybe your own child or grandchild, or others in our society. Parents are not always sure how to respond to that. But those two statements, you're not the boss of me and you can't make me do that, remind me that in this September season when we're talking about returning to education, there are certainly some key truths we need to hang on to. One of the most clear verses about education and growing up in faith is Proverbs 22:6. Many people know it by heart, and they have plaques on their wall that say, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." As I think about that, I remember that in fact, parents are the boss of children, and they are the ones who are responsible for training up. They are responsible for raising up a child. But many parents today, you'll hear say, well, I'm not going to force my child to believe. I'm going to let them make their own decision. Well, ultimately, it is God's grace that leads a person to faith. But if you believe that something is true, and of course Christians understand John 14:6, where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You know that if Jesus claims to be the truth, we should endorse the truth. You don't leave mathematics up to the child's discretion. You don't believe that a car seat is optional. Those are things that are absolutely true, and you need to abide by them because they're imperatives. And actually, that's what that word train up is in the original. It's an imperative verb. This is something we must do. It's not optional for parents to do that, especially parents of faith, of course. Now, the second part of that statement, "you can't make me do this," is actually a half-truth. We can't make a child believe. I know many faithful parents who have tried to raise up a child in the faith by taking them to church, by saying prayers, by reading scripture, by living a life of a faithful Christian, and they end up with prodigal children. That's certainly the impression we get from Luke 15, the parable of, I believe, the two lost sons. But you still do what you know is good and right and true. And so we still lead a child to grow up in Christ. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." As a Christian, we need to make things narrow. That verb, train up, is actually from a root word that means narrow. We have got to strip away all the extra foliage and prune the plant so that the child sees Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you focus on that in your family life, and you remind them that it is by grace we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone, that truth is the truth that will make all the difference. We sow, and God causes the growth. This is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, wishing you God's blessing as you are in the role of teacher or in the role of learner. We all grow up in Christ as the word is sown into our hearts.